adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro. My pronouns are he, him. With me this week, Mike Bachman.
Oh, shit. You know, you said Mike, and for a brief second, I was like, who's he gonna pick?
Who's that?
It was you.
My pronouns are he, him.
Who else is here? Nika Howard.
I wish that I had a chicken quesadilla. My pronouns are she, her.
Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My pronouns are he, him.
Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone. My pronouns are she, her.
Nice. Way to go, everyone. We did it. We're podcasting.
Yeah, we're recording.
They said it couldn't be done.
A little later on a Thursday evening. So if our energy's weird, that's why. We watched Bachman go and get Taco Bell for a little bit, and that was a lot of fun.
Honestly, I feel like if anything, our energy is even better than normal because of getting to watch the Taco Bell drive.
If you're listening to this around, I don't fucking know, September 14th, 13th, Nika, Jennifer, and I will be at Gen Con.
That's right, 2021.
2021. All weekend long, 16th, 17th, 18th. 19th of September 2021. So say hello. We'll probably try to do a meetup, but we haven't really figured that out because of, you guys heard this COVID thing?
Yeah, we'll have to see how everything's going, I suppose.
We talked about maybe going to the park or something like that.
Yeah.
And if you're in Rochester the week after that for Rochester Comic Con, which everyone loves Rochester Comic Con.
Everyone's going to
You can come and see Drinks and Daggers. Drinks and Daggers booth.
Oh, hell yeah.
As our we do our dry run for the following weekend when we'll be at Origins.
Woo! Yeah, if you're at Origins, which is September 20 or 30th, I guess?
Whatever the last weekend is.
Yeah, the 30th of September 2021, Michael and I will be there along with a lot of other radical folks from the Geekly Ink Zone. Yeah, I've never been to Origins. I'm excited.
Me neither.
That's in Columbus, right?
It's in Columbus.
It better be, because that's where I bought my ticket to.
Columbus is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're so happy that you're here, though. For those of you who will not see us in Meet Space, that's really fine. You know, we're so happy that you can listen to this podcast.
Yes.
And it's so close to the end. I'm about to lose my head.
Absolutely. But don't worry, we're not going to stop. We're going to keep going.
We'll see.
Even after the end.
We hit the end and then we start working backwards.
And then we'll go back.
Yes.
Then we'll have a new beginning. And it'll be wonderful, beautiful.
We're going to Benjamin Button the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. We'll start back at episode one and Michael's going to do the exact same story.
And we're going to lose levels as we go.
Yeah.
We just have to come back as like clerics and like resurrect everyone that we killed and apologize to.
Oh, shit. My bad. I'm making amends for my bad deeds.
Right now, I'm just going to tell you that you're going to wake up on slabs.
What?
I don't know how. It might not make any sense. And then around episode four, I'm going to double poison Bachman's character.
Oh. Michael's like, no more inside jokes. Then sweating.
Start the new one.
Sweating Michael meme, pushing button, do inside joke, double poison, new joke.
I mean, is it considered an inside joke if like you do the entire setup from the original joke over again?
Yeah, so I'm saying.
I guess not.
No, it's just a new joke.
I guess it's a great point.
It's a new joke.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So every single week on twitch.tv/geeklyinc, always on Tuesday, always at 8:44 p.m. EST, we give away Die Hard Dice. Right now, this evening, the code is hashtag Trant if you're in the chat. As always, you have a chance to win some beautiful dice. If you just want to, you know, circumvent it, you can just go to dieharddice.com, enter the offer code greetings with an exclamation mark at the end, and then you'll get 15% off your order, and we get a little kissy of that.
Just a little taste.
We sure will.
Token Filipino, congratulations.
Yay!
Have you won before?
What?
That's okay. I don't give a crap. Get out of here.
What?
Get out your Filipino giant bag of dice. Shake it up. You get some beautiful dice.
Beautiful dice.
Big old huge dice. Get the big ones. Buy one. You know what I'm saying?
I love Token Filipino.
The real people go to dieharddice.com, put the code in, and spend $4.
If you're not a fake person, you'll do that.
All right. Well, thank you, Die Hard Dice. Dieharddice.com. Hey, now that we've done the dice giveaway, let's do a dice roll away.
Okay.
Oh my god, that's today in Darkest Days of Dale, my Rhyme of the Frostmaiden game, we forgot how D10s work to do percentile dice.
Oh no!
And we thought that Susie rolled a 100. And you're like, oh my god, that's like rolling 5 crits. And then we're like, wait, what were the numbers again? And then we realized she rolled a 1.
Oh no!
I was like, oh, that's 5 failures. As they're running away from an ancient white dragon.
Ooh, that's not great.
Fuck, 13.
I got a 7.
I get it. 19.
Yay, my streak is broken.
That's a really high roll.
Bachman is going to be back and forth tonight, dealing with his children.
Let's call it. Well, Bachman's going to lie anyway, so let's call it Nika
Howard. Okay, last episode, we were fighting Transamore, and right, we... Oh god. Every time you guys make those eyes, it makes me feel like I have no clue what the fuck happened.
And I mean, I feel like it's most, we were mostly fighting Trant. I mean,
we try to talk to, no, don't help.
You talk to Trant first. He monologued a little bit about how he wants to be the world's daddy.
Yeah. All of us screamed at Michael to monologue. He's like, no, it'd be bad. It's like, no, we all want you to do it. Give it to me, please.
Honestly, I love a villain monologuing. Yeah. Like, in a show, like, that's good shit. I love it.
All the other top D&D podcasts do it. You heard that other one? The DM never stops talking. Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
I actually have no idea what you're talking about.
That's it, pretty much.
That's it, pretty much. Okay, we're mid-battle.
But also, the Rowan got her ass knocked, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, Tran has, like, hit us all for a lot of damage.
I'm, like, well, not, like, the lowest hit points, but, like, this doesn't happen to me a lot. I usually am far in the back.
Tran's doing, like, 80 or 70 damage, yeah, or 40 damage, depending.
He kicked my ass.
Not only on his turn, but also his legendary actions.
Unfortunately, he's very powerful.
I hope. He has a not that many, because a lot of creatures only have 3, but maybe Trant's different because he killed all those creatures, yeah, and have 3.
I feel like he's very strong.
3 what?
Legendary actions, most, pretty much every single.
But you defeated him.
Okay, yeah, but.
Oh, that's right.
We did. But wait, so actually remind me exactly, did Trant turn into a dragon, or was his...
arm.
Yeah, Michael, just remind us again. Sorry.
Bring us back in media res.
Thank you.
You blasted Trant. He went down, and then he started changing. He started morphing. His entire being turned into a giant silvery platinum dragon.
So Trant himself,
much like Bahamut,
He transformed into a dragon.
Oh, that sucks.
Transformed.
Okay, so he transforms into a platinum dragon, you say?
Yeah.
A platinum dragon?
Yeah.
But like Bahamut, not just a platinum dragon. So I think a platinum dragon is probably like way weaker than he was, right? It's like that. That's kind of, he's like a Bahamut right now, right? Right?
There actually aren't stats in D&D Beyond for platinum dragons.
What?
Yeah.
I think something coming up is going to give more dragons. Maybe the Witchlight one. I don't fucking know.
It almost made it seem like Bahamut was the only platinum dragon, but I don't think that's true.
Could be.
Could be.
All right, so we back in combat with a freaking guy? Or is he going to monologue again as a dragon? That'd be cool.
Yes, he's going to monologue again. He goes, I will destroy you.
Ah, crap.
Why don't we roll initiative again?
Okay, yeah, we roll initiative again. Who gives a shit?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Fuck.
Yeah. 18.
I got a 22.
Dude. Oh, shit.
Fuck.
No one's good at initiative.
Toby got a 14. Adira got a 13.
Oh.
Right after you.
What did Scud roll on initiative?
3.
Oh, no.
Bro.
I don't think I've ever gone first.
What if next time, I really want your character next game to be nothing but like super high initiative. I don't know how, but you find a way to jack it to like plus 15.
Yeah, okay. He's just like always.
I can't
always
do anything. Like I don't have any good attacks. Or...
You just go first.
Yeah.
So Trant transforms or Trant forms as the Balors on either side of him melt away because of the explosive power unleashed with this transformation.
No, you did it right that time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this huge platinum dragon is now all up in your shit. And Rowan goes first.
So here's the thing that I remembered. Remember when we fought Pyre a long time ago?
Yeah.
And I got some arrows of slaying?
Yes.
Yeah.
For dragons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still got a couple of those.
Nice.
So, it's time. So, number one, I will cast Hail of Thorns, because that adds more damages on.
So, are we saying that y'all are still hasted?
Yeah, you can still be hasted.
Cool.
Fuck.
Fuck.
18?
18. That's a pretty good roll, but not good enough.
That's understandable. But I get to do it again. Let me just check something. Oh god, roll better. Okay, so that is gonna be a 30.
Nice.
That hits.
Yay! Now is gonna be time to roll 5,000 different things. With his new dragon bod, he is not injured, correct?
He is no longer injured.
Okay. Sorry, so 3d8, and then I get to do 4d10, and then with my arrow of slaying, I get to do 6d10. That's 10d10 total.
Is that a lot?
The creature must make a DC 17 con saving throw.
It's pretty low, Michael.
Got a 25.
So I did half of the arrow of slaying damage to that. 11, unfortunately. So it's 56 damage.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Is it dead?
Actually, and I would like to expend my tattoo charge again. An additional 14 damage, and then I heal 14. That's mainly why I wanted to do it.
Oh, hell yeah.
You can do this all day.
I can.
Not really, because he does like 89 damage.
Yeah, I might die next time.
He does whip his tail at you.
No! Dude. I'm going to die.
And that's going to be...
That's not a good sound, Michael.
Stop laughing.
Sorry. I'm sorry. That's 34 to hit. Does that hit?
Michael.
Does that hit?
Yeah, it does.
I wish you did 34 damage.
This is nothing. 19 bludgeoning damage. It's nothing. Nothing.
That's nothing.
19 bludgeoning. All right, okay.
That's nothing.
Good thing I just healed myself up a little bit.
All right, well, up next is the Manticore.
Remember the Manticore?
The Manticore.
Remember the Manticore, everybody?
He's still got a little bit of health.
And he's like a stronger Manticore, right?
Well.
Yeah, sort of.
I was like, Michael, should he be stronger? He's like, yeah, I guess he gets like a bonus to like attack rolls, but he doesn't do any more damage.
Oh yeah, didn't I give you like, I gave you like a +5 or something.
Yeah, but it was something inconsequential, really, in terms of combat.
All right, you get a +5 charisma check.
Yeah, +5 to hit and +10 to damage.
Whoa, easy game.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
You're fucking fool.
Yeah. No, everybody knows I'm an idiot.
No, you're not. Stop saying that. Only we can say that, not you. We say it's a joke. We love you. That's our friend you're making fun of.
Okay, so we're going to multi-tech. It's going to be 12 to hit. Wait, how much did you say I get plus to hit? I forgot.
+5. An extra +5. +5 on top of whatever it is.
17.
That's the list.
Okay. Ooh,
23
hits.
Yay!
This is with a bite. I got a D8 around here. You're in trouble now. 7. That's like the second highest you can roll.
+3 +10. That's 20 damage.
I love Manticore. What's his name again?
Did he get a name?
I don't think so.
Manny.
We'll discuss if he survives. It's like one of those things is like don't name the cow on the farm because you're gonna be eating it.
Oh yeah.
Lonnie.
Wait, 3 attacks.
Oh shit.
25.
25?
To hit, yeah.
Why did you cough like that?
Because I ate a chip a bit ago and there was still like a little bit and it got in the throat.
Okay, 25 hits.
+17 damage.
Oh, I have made a terrible mistake.
Yeah, he's gonna die.
This Manticore is too powerful.
Why are the Manticore killing Dran?
That suck.
Lonnie!
Ooh, how far away is Trant from everyone else?
Emotionally or?
Both?
Very far emotionally, but.
Ideologically?
Probably on the same page. I think he's probably within. At this point, like 30 feet of everybody.
Okay, I'm going to roll and I'm going to see what comes to me.
Okay.
A 15 does not hit?
No. It hits, but it bounces right off of their thick scales.
I'll just make sure. No, I'm sorry. It's a 20. It's a 26.
26 hits.
28?
28 hits.
27?
27 hits.
Oh, 17.
That's a miss.
21.
That hurts. Oh, wait, no, it doesn't. Oops.
Well, shit. 18. Okay, so 3 hits. Okay, so 3 hits. So Lonnie comes up and uses hugs, the power of friendship, to try to get through to Trant. And, you know, it worked one time before where she did give, I can't remember who it was, but there was someone where she gave them compliments. Aggressively.
Mm-mm.
While she attacked him. Mm-hmm. So she's going to go up and give him hugs, but just really while hugging, try to keep him contained, theoretically, while someone else is trying to hit him. That's more for like story kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And just to paint the scene a little bit, this dragon is about 30 feet tall.
That's so big.
Yeah, so, you know, like Lonnie grabs around the neck, kind of like you would a stegosaurus.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Chokes it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
30 damage.
That's good. It's a lot of damage. So what does it look, what is this, what just happened? Describe it to us in our mind palaces.
Okay. So Lonnie runs up and basically runs up and uses all of the movement to gain speed and throw herself into Trant Tummit's throat.
Mm-hmm.
And hug choke them.
Good.
Successfully three times. Thrice. Like, every time they, like, to take a...
crunch.
A little tighter, like a snake.
Crunch, crunch.
Yeah, and then I guess they, like, fling her off.
Nice. You are hasted, you know that, right?
Well, yeah, that was including the haste.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. And that's it.
That's your turn. Great.
And then I move away, because I got flung.
Right. Well, and he's gonna beat his big wings, and you're gonna have to make a dexterity saving throw. Good luck.
25.
Succeed.
Yes.
Barely. All right, well then it gets mad about that. It rears back and a just blinding gout. Plasma-ish energy bursts from its mouth. It's gonna get Lonnie and Adira in its blast. Y'all have to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, you fucked up.
Oh, I got a nat 20. 31.
You avoid it.
18?
18 does not succeed. Adira is going to take 71 radiant damage.
That's so much damage.
It's a lot.
Okay, bad news. I don't think she can legally maintain concentration on that. So, my two good friends, you lose haste.
No.
But more importantly, you can't move or take actions until your next turn. So if you have any reactions, you can't take them.
Okay.
So that could be worse.
You're sleepy now.
No.
And Adira looks bad.
Well, then let's go on to our good buddy Toby.
What up? Okay, I'll do my good friend Hobie first. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go through the multi-attack of Hobie's flying forward and attacking this platinum butthole. Does a 26 hit, Michael? I think it does.
Yeah.
It takes 18 piercing damage. Is this thing able to be poisoned? You don't have to tell me. I just want to save you a roll.
Yes, it is able to be poisoned.
Okay, give me a constitution saving throw as Hobie bites down on this platinum dragon, injecting it with Hobie juice.
Okay.
That is a 19.
Trant dragon becomes poisoned?
Howie.
And then you take an extra 18 poison damage?
Oofta.
Oofta, doofy. You're going to take that at the start of your turn.
Okay.
And then Hobie comes in, reeling with the bloodlust, and claws it again. It's a 26. It's like Mufasa and Scar fighting. It's really the only touchstone I have for claws. That's another 24 slashing damage. Also magical. And then he comes up right under his slash and uses the end of his mace to bonk him right in the head. And Michael, I critted.
What?
With Hobie's Pit Fiend mace.
What?
So that's a 34.
What?
It does 26 bludgeoning damage.
Jesus.
And then 40 fire damage because he critted.
What?
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I gave you the fire damage second just in case. There's dragon shit going on. And then Hobie does a big spin and gets a 19. Which I believe misses.
19 misses, yep.
As his tail uselessly bonks against our good friend there. And then Toby is going to cast Finger of Death.
Whoa.
They need to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. That is going to be a 22.
Okay, you succeed. So you take half of 64, so 32 damage. Necrotic damage.
Okay. Y'all are doing a lot of damage.
We have to.
We're level 2.
We have to, Michael.
You're trying to hurt us.
Yeah, you're trying to hurt us.
And Toby's going to fly back and try to not be in dragon cone range if at all possible with others' friends. If he has to go like super high in the ceiling, hide window thingy, you know, any weird stuff like that.
Hmm.
Okay.
That was great.
No, thank you. Wait, what?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIM subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Trance, dragony eyes flash red.
No.
He turns and the air grows cold as he breathes an icy blast towards Hobie and Rowan.
No!
You have to make a dexterity saving throw.
Gladly, you punk. I like to roll special rolls with a dice and not roll 20. Oh, that's pretty good. That's a 23 for Hobie.
Okay.
That's a 27 for Rowan.
Rowan failed. Whoa. Rowan succeeds.
I won that one!
You don't want to get too high.
And Hobie fails.
With a 23? You butt?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's going to be 76 ice towards our buddy Hobster.
All right, he's resistance to that. That's 38.
And then let's call a 38 for Rowan.
What?
You take half damage.
Good night.
Rowan fall down?
Yeah, Rowan's sleepy.
Oh, no.
I had 31 damage. I had 31 hit points, and that was 38 damage, so I'm asleep.
The amulet that Rowan was given by our good pal Uthgar shatters. And Rowan, you are at full hit points.
What? We have a Super Mario Free Life?
Little pink fairy flies around you.
Wow.
Good thing you kept those empty bottles.
It's a good thing.
The amulet was the one chance.
Don't die again.
Don't freaking do it.
Man, Lonnie's powerful outsiders are taking their time. Could really use a powerful outsider right now.
Really, really use one, really, guys.
So, visually, what just happened? What did he do to us?
So he breathed an icy blast at you. Everything got frosty all over the place.
Yeah.
You've been sweaty because you're running around so much, but all froze.
Oh, gross.
Immediately.
My eyelashes are full of ice.
But then your little amulet exploded, and you, in a shimmery effect, you are totally fine.
I like magical girl sparkles cover me, and Rowan does a little peace sign. Can't kill me. Yet.
All right.
Did you skip Adira?
No. I didn't. It's Adira's turn.
Okay. Adira is going to cast Crown of Stars. Her hair goes up Super Saiyan style, and as it comes down, seven star-like motes start dancing around, and she's going to use her entire flying speed to try to get as far away from Trant as she can, because she's quite hurt. Crown of Stars gives her a bonus action, and the bonus action shall be to shoot one of the stars. Oh, that's pretty good, pretty good, pretty good. That is a 27.
That hits.
Okay. That's 4d12. As a starlight radiant explosion crashes into him, that's 29 damage.
Okay.
And yeah, she's moving. She's trying to get away. She's doing the safest thing as possible because she does not want to die.
No one wants to die.
No one wants to die.
All right. Well, then let's go to Scud. Scud, Scud, Scud.
Scud, 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 Scud.
Okay, I think I can do this.
Okay, let's draw a card.
Oh, that old chestnut.
That old chestnut.
That old bag of beans.
Okay.
Nat 20, which means nothing in this context. And actually, with the number of cards that I have, I should not have rolled a d20. That doesn't make any sense. Here we go. Okay. Now, Michael, as you know,
mm-hmm.
when 12 cards were added to the deck,
mm-hmm.
we did correspond about the initial deck.
Yes.
We have not corresponded about this deck at all.
What's... We don't need to tell people that.
Okay.
Some things are better left private.
Okay. Well, a fully mature clone of yourself, as if produced by the clone spell, is created and appears in the space you choose within 30 feet of you. Do you allow it?
I mean, a full level 20... additional person?
I can redraw. I've got options.
Bachman, you can also use the wish spell to do the exact same thing. Oh. And it's kind of silly that we don't do that, but
you can just wish clones into existence?
Yep.
Does it take time? It's just instant?
It's instant. Yeah, wish gets rid of the casting time.
I don't have to know the spell?
Nope.
Wish is really good.
Wish is really good.
Yeah. Why don't I have a full army of myself at level 20?
I don't like the clone because it seems complicated. It's the only reason I don't like it.
Okay, you got it. You got it. You got it.
It seems like it'll make the podcast longer.
Okay. All right. Hey, you got it. You got it. Let's. I actually was thinking about healing y'all, and then I forgot. So
heal us. Use one of your wishes to heal us, please, King. Please, King. I love you so much.
So let's. Okay. 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 Okay.
Are people hurt?
I'm all healed up now.
Michael, if you say that again, I'm going to kick your butt off.
Don't.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I have lost track of my extra wishes. I think I have one left.
I think you've only used one.
Or do I have two, you think?
I think you have two. What did you start with?
I think you've got to have at least two.
Yeah, okay. Well,
let's call it two.
Let's call it two.
That sounds great. So what's a good healing spell to do with this? It's going to get you.
So since you have broken wish, you should take the subgenre wish and heal us all to full. Oh, wait, Rowan's back up. I'm dumb.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Up. What if it was like a long rest? Is there a spell that gives you the equivalent of a long rest?
That would be a very powerful spell.
So it would like refresh.
That would be so powerful.
No. I mean, one of the subgenres of wish is you allow up to 20 creatures that you can see to regain all their hit points and all effects that ended on them. So you could heal all of us back to full HP.
I think I would make you roll to potentially lose your extra wish, your extra other wish.
Barely Kodiak in the chat has a good idea that I had last week, but forgot about till I saw them. So technically I thought of it. Heal Melora.
Yeah.
What would healing Melora do?
I don't know.
No one knows what it
no
would
one
do.
Knows. It'd be cool. Michael would.
It would be funny if she's like, "Wow, thanks, bye."
Bye.
See ya.
I'm bad now.
I've decided to become evil.
How close is everybody else to death?
I have 50 hit points.
And like he's routinely hit harder than 50.
I'm at 3/4.
Adira has 11 and Hobie has like 200 something.
200?
So I can't, I mean, yeah, so I'll heal. I mean, Melora can be included in that.
Yeah.
No
reason. It's one of the 50.
Yeah. Are there like ants or like bugs and things that I can include in this, Michael?
Are there like dead guards?
Ooh, what if you use summon lesser demons and then whenever they all die, you use this and brought 50?
I don't think you can resurrect them. You're just healing, right? Like you can't use a healing spell to resurrect something.
Okay, never mind.
I like the idea of zombie demons.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody to full, including Melora. Not including Tran.
Not you.
Including any bugs or critters that seem friendly.
Yeah, that have Michael. I'm assuming you're keeping track of all the guards on the ground, death saving throws and stuff like that.
And the cockroaches.
They failed all of them. They're all dead.
Oh, and the manticore. Thank you so much.
Oh, the manticore. Yeah. Good job.
All right. Well, I guess you're all back at full hit points.
We could do this all day.
Keep going.
Oh, but Bachman has to roll to see if he loses his second one.
Oh yeah.
Or his final bonus wish.
You gotta roll.
Okay.
There's a 33% chance that you're unable to cast wish again. You can also take 1d10 necrotic damage.
Do I get to choose?
And then your strength will drop to 3.
Oh, fuck it. I don't give a shit about strength.
Roll percentile. You gotta get a 34 or above.
54%.
Sick.
All right, you don't lose your extra wish. A strange golden glow appears around Melora, and something seems to be happening. You're not sure what.
Oh, crap.
Spiritual weapon, Tiny Melora.
All right.
And it's gonna attack. Yeah, no, that sucks. 16?
That hits.
To hit? No, that failed. That misses.
I didn't say what I was attacking, Michael. Myself.
That also misses.
It does. You're right. Fair.
Fair play.
I guess I'm done.
Oh, okay.
All right, now Scud 2 goes.
Yeah, what the hell? You never give me anything, Michael.
No, instead, Trant whips his tail at Scud.
Don't.
And also gives him the finger at the same time.
The big claw?
Wow. Yeah, big claw, clawy finger.
Suck that finger right off his hand.
Does a 20 hit your armor class?
No.
What's your AC?
22.
Really?
That's what it says right now. I don't remember why.
That's so high.
It seems high, doesn't it?
He misses.
Oh, yeah, because I started holding the shield. Remember that?
Right, and you're trying to hold 7 shields.
Yeah, you wouldn't let me do it because you never give me anything.
And then I was like, fuck you. I was like, eat shit.
Uh-huh.
Rowan.
Okay.
do some damage.
Okay, so number one, I'm going to cast Hail of Thorns again because I love it. And then I'm going to do an attack with my freaking oath bow.
It's a great call.
Oh my god. 16.
That hits?
I don't think so.
No, I don't.
No, 16 misses.
Second attack, 29.
29 hits.
Thank god. Okay, so number one, I'm going to do my oath bow damage, 22 damage.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to roll for my arrow slaying, and that one is a DC con save, 17.
Yeah, he gets it by a lot.
Fine, but he took his half, so he's 15 damage for that.
That's good.
And then I'm going to do my Hail of Thorns, which is a deck save 18.
Man, so many.
Yeah, I know.
It fails.
Yay! 22 damage for that.
Alright.
And then I'm gonna expend another of my tattoo charges. Woo. And that's a 4d6. So let's see. And that just is. Nine necrotic damage. Just chipping away.
Ooh, that hurts so much, she says.
Ouchie.
Ow, my little butt.
My butt.
Sum it up for us.
Okay, there's a lot going on here. So just imagine that Roin gets out the biggest fucking, most dopest looking arrow you've ever seen in your life. And it's kind of shaped like a dragon.
Well, cool.
Like the sharp point is the head of the dragon. Snoop. And then it goes into like a tail. And like, because when Roin like draws back on it, it's like cartoonish because the arrow is just so, it's like anime, like you just see it. Awesome. Feels, the arrow just feels.
You're like the nude guy in the Russian submarine from the hit show The Leftovers.
Yeah, I am. I was like, what? And then what? I remember what you're talking about. So yeah, Roin, well, I guess number one, she tries to do it the first time and she donks it. The arrow just falls out and she's like, looks around and is like, no one saw that. And then does it again. And then it's cool that time. So she hauls back and it goes and it hits Dragon Trant. Let's say it to be annoying in his wing, in his little wingy. And then out of the wingy,
ow,
thorns come out. And actually, is anyone within 5 feet of Trant?
There's no more bad guys.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Okay, so yeah, so thorns sprout out from it, and then Roin goes like, and her tattoo does a charge, and like a little extra like green glowing damage goes pew 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 into Trant's wing again. And Roin, like, you get, she gets like more yoked looking, like her veins pop and she gets stronger looking. Oh.
Please stop praying for Roin. She's getting too strong.
Too strong, exactly. Yeah, and that's my turn.
Wowee. He doesn't like it. His eyes flash red again, and he looks around and goes,
No.
Oh, you're all full of health. Who should I attack?
No.
If it's his turn, remember that
not
big deal 18 damage. I don't
it's
know if he did
turn.
It already.
It's not
or...
his turn yet. It's not his what? Turn yet.
Oh, it's
not his turn
oh,
yet.
Okay.
He's doing stuff on your turn.
Stop it.
Rascal.
No!
He breathes radiant energy again at Hobie.
Don't.
Hobie, make a dexterity saving throw, Hobie.
For you, anything.
Fuck. 12.
That's going to be 76 radiant damage.
Ow!
Hobie says. 76?
76.
Hachimachi.
Manticore.
Manticore.
Full strength manticore.
Manticore. the strength of a fully operational manticore. You ready for this shit? No.
6 plus 5 plus another 5. 16.
Miss.
17.
Yes.
Miss.
25.
Hits! Yay, 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 yay. The crowd goes freaking wild.
7. Plus 3, plus 10.
That's 20 damage.
He's chomping.
Oh, wait, he's also poisoned, so he should be making all his attacks with disadvantage. Oops.
The manticore's poisoned?
No, Trant. Sorry, I should have been yelling at you.
He's also poisoned.
Don't poison the manticore. He's having a bad day.
You know whose turn it is now? It's Lonnie's turn now.
Lonnie!
Yes. So Lonnie looks at Tran and thinks to herself, man, he's a big boy. I choked him thrice last time and he did not lay one little cough out of a tickle in his throat. And she is going to reach deep inside the ferret, fill her fists with the hardest hard-boiled eggs that she has, and punch him.
Mm-hmm.
15 does not hit.
No.
28 and a 31 hit. 31 is a crit.
28 and a 31 both hit.
Perfect. Okay, so she is going to hit just twice, but the first hit is so strong that it feels like it's another hit. And she's got the power of her ancestral egg salad eggs in her fists. And so she punches him just a nice crisp uppercut, something classic, something clean, for 40 damage total. Yeah.
Nice.
Nice. That's a good punch.
Okay. And then that is her turn. And then she scurries away. Love to be at the back. Not that it matters, but I mean, not that it really doesn't matter also. I don't need to go to the back. I'm going to stand in front of Hobie. Toby. The human wizard. Not human.
What?
Fuck. I'm going to go stand in front of Toby.
All right. Well, as you run away, he swings his tail at you.
Okay.
No. I do have to have this advantage because of the poison. Does a 30 hit?
Yes.
All right. You take 21 piercing damage. And then he's like, I've done so many breath weapons. Why don't I try something more fun? He is going to bite, claw, tail attack. And I think he's going to do it all the scud.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, and he does take the 18 damage.
Yes. Thank you.
When does he get to make a saving throw to get rid of it?
At the end of your turn.
Okay. Scud, does a 21 hit you?
Nope.
Okay. Does a 34 hit you?
The fuck out of here, yes.
Does a 36
hit you? Oh my god, yeah.
Alright, you're gonna take 21 piercing damage and 17 slashing damage. He swings his tail at you, you jump over it, you're like, ha ha ha! And then he's like, chomp, and he bites you. And then
no!
And then he rips you with his claws. No. When he's got you in his mouthy.
No.
Wait, he's got me in his mouth?
No, he's not. He just did a bite on you.
Okay.
And then he's going to make a constitution saving throw.
Better.
That's going to be 26.
No longer poison.
Yes. Hobie.
Yes.
I'm Toby.
Hobie.
Toby and Hobie go the same. Time and I choose who goes first. Probably is not how I'm supposed to work. Toby takes out a motherfucking potion, baby. And he says, hey, buddy, come here. And a very much like pre-scripted battle thing happens where Hobie flies over and Toby gives him a potion. And then they accidentally drop it. And you've seen it 50 times in this game because you're level 20 already. Like, can I skip it? No, you cannot. Toby gives his good friend Hobie a potion of growth. So we have Hobie the pumpkin. We have big pit fiend Toby. Hobie. Now we have huge pit fiend Hobie.
He's big.
Big Hobie.
He's so big.
I think that is legally. Toby is a turn. So Toby shall use the rest of his 50 feet to get as far away as he can. And again, does math with his big ass brain to not be caught in the shooty McMouth thing. And a big pit fiend Toby shall fly forward. And he shall now. And bite our good friend Transformed Thumble. 21, Michael. Ooh, good roll.
That is the best roll you can do while still missing.
So true. Okay, now that Hobie Big He is able to do judo against the dragon, if I understand. You're gargantuan, I believe, is what you're saying.
Gargantuan.
So he's going to try to suplex him in a judo way.
Yes.
So again, doing the training one of his attacks to do a strength check.
Okay.
And oh, I rolled so bad. I hope you roll bad too.
I got a 21.
Okay, we got a 14. That didn't work. Then his he's gonna get mad, and then he's going to try it again. Another judo strength off. Okay, I rolled a little bit better, but not that great.
I did worse.
Oh, that's good. I got 23.
That is better than I got. I got 14.
Okay, so they're wrestling, Michael. There's probably like blood and poison and who knows what else in there. And then finally Hobie gets in, maybe digs his claws underneath some of his armor and throws Trant to the ground. Trant is now prone. And then since Trant is prone, I believe melee attacks advantage. Ooh. Oh, thank God they do. Because Hobie's tail comes in with a 23 because he crit failed on his initial roll, but advantage gets a 23. Does that hit?
23 hits.
Cool. And that is 33 bludgeoning damage as it comes down right in the middle of his tummy. And that is where, you know, dragons are weaker.
Yeah, I don't like it in their tummy.
Oh, wait, and another D4. Are you ready, Michael? There's going to be another D4 coming. So
oh, man.
Everyone shut up.
He's really charging it up.
3.
Almost the best you can do.
Yeah, I was going to laugh.
Pretty good. Pretty good. It is hilarious you only do 1d4 extra damage with this spell, but it's a second level spell. I think that's my turn. And then Adira has a 12, but I know also this guy has legendary actions.
He's not going to do a legendary action this particular turn.
Okay.
Why?
Saving it. Adira.
Adira throws one of her stars, her second of 7, I believe.
Okay.
So range attacks technically have disadvantage, unfortunately, with the prone thing, y'all, which is negative. Disadvantage. I guess prone's not as good as I thought.
Whoops.
Oopsie.
It's still fun, though.
Oh, I rolled 2 8s. Does a 19 hit? It doesn't. Okay, boom.
Nope.
Well, the radiant thing goes wide. And then she's going to use both of her movements to get 60 feet away.
Okay.
Because she's afraid. She wants to be within 120 feet, though.
That's fine.
And that's her turn.
Okay. Hey. Okay.
Hey.
Trant's eyes flash red.
No.
Stop saying that.
This time, another icy blast right into Hobie's face.
Oh, quit it. I'm big.
Roll dex.
Okay.
Do it.
No, foe. 22.
Fortunately, that fails. That is going to be 71 icy damage.
Ooh.
Icy cold.
All right, so he's resistant, so 35, we're going to say?
That seems good.
Wait, I need a spiritual weapon with Adira. Get ready for it, baby. It has advantage. Our spiritual weapons have advantage, Bachman, by the way. So
let's see.
19. Fuck!
Fail.
Oh, wait, I have advantage. I just said it. Okay, 19.
Fail.
Okay, have fun. Sorry.
It's good.
Okay. Now I'm going to draw a card. You summon 2 clones. What if? What if? You ever think about that?
I do. And I have, actually. Done it.
Get a real dog shit one.
I did, actually. This could be really good in the right scenario, but for right now, it's going to be very useless. The card holder is surrounded by a combined globe of invulnerability and prismatic sphere.
Cool.
The prismatic force globe field has a 40-foot. That seems large. Seems too large, even. Diameter and will remain in effect for as long as the card is displayed and willed by the card holder. The card holder can engage in no other action while the card is in effect. So essentially, I'm in a hamster ball.
Cool.
Okay. That sounds like fun.
Are you in there forever?
No, as long as I want to be. So I might as well just stay in there until my next turn.
Just look over and it's good, just like grumpy inside of a cool looking orb.
He's turned his back's turn.
I've still got my movement. I I'm rolling away.
You should run the orb into it. I'm sure it will do upwards of 1d4 damage.
I'm super monkey balling this motherfucker.
What about that spiritual weapon?
Yes, I did do that before I drew this card. Thank you for reminding me of what I did. 22?
Nice.
22 hits.
Oh, hell yeah.
Exactly. On the money.
15 damage.
Oh, shit. All right.
That's it.
Top of the round. We back with Rowan.
Hey. So wait, so real quick, Tim, you were saying something about him having...
So yeah, melee attacks against a prone creature have advantage. Range attacks don't, because he's like, I'm a little guy. So, or like they have disadvantage.
Because with my oath, though...
But he has disadvantage on his attacks, which I'm sure Michael's been doing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you make a range attack with this weapon against your swarm enemy, you have advantage on the roll. In addition, your target gains no benefit from cover other than total cover, and you suffer no disadvantages due to long range. So it doesn't say you don't, it doesn't do it if you're on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like a similar line of reasoning, but it would probably say prone in there.
But I guess anyway.
You just have a straight roll.
I just have a straight roll, exactly. Yeah. I just don't have advantage.
Sweet.
Please roll good, all right? Please do it.
Hey, everybody. Pray for Rowan again.
I'm going to go ahead and cast my last fifth level spell that I had. Guys, I got to use it.
Why don't you just save a cure wounds? You can heal.
What? What are you saying? I'm going to use Hail of Thorns at fifth level. I use all my dragon shooty arrows, unfortunately.
No.
I know. It's very sad. So, all right. Let's try. That is a 26.
That hits.
Yay! So now I will do my all my different damages. Let's start with my Halo of Thorns one, because that's a deck save 18.
Failure.
That's 33 damage. And now I will do my actual arrow damage. 31 damage.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh. And then... I'm going to expend a friggin' tattoo charge. That's an additional 14 damage.
That arrow
strikes
Trant. the dragon, and his red eyes fade out to dark. And momentarily, you believe you have won this battle.
We did it! Nice work, Rowan! You did it!
We'll figure out what happens next week.
No!
That's it.
What's he gonna do? We're all like, yay!
He's totally dead. He's totally dead.
So you're going not a cliffhanger, but a fucked up opening. That's fucked up.
Man, I just imagine we're all cheering and stuff, but like... it's like the camera like zooms in on Trant's eye and the music is all scary. And then
he turns into a big crab.
And the eyeball opens again.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, he's dead though, right? You're just playing like a weird
joke.
Yeah,
he's like definitely dead.
Yeah, he's totally dead. Don't the dramatic music that's playing right now that is discordant and making you feel uneasy.
Uh-huh.
Don't listen to that.
Yeah.
That's just David.
That's
doing
David being David.
Lying to you.
David doesn't know that there's a third form.
Mm-hmm. What?
That would be silly.
Yeah. David's chewing ice into the microphone right now. That's something completely different.
That's so weird.
David, don't do that. Cool. Well, we've won the game. I guess the campaign's over.
Yeah, we won the game. Cool. We won D&D.
I guess we're going to take a week or two off, and then,
We'll be back next week.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding.
Oh, fuck. Oh, never mind. I was like, we're going to cons. We're recording on Tuesday, probably.
Yeah.
I think we've gone long, so do you guys want to skip reviews for this evening?
Let's wrap it.
I'm so tired.
Michael, nice work on DMing for level 20.
Yeah, man.
There's so many times
that
my cheeks are red from heat. Of just thinking, goddamn.
I mean, it's stressful enough playing a level 20 character, honestly. There's too much to keep up with.
Yeah.
It's too much.
But that might be more of a ranger problem.
I mean, it's for everybody. But your character's insane.
Your character is insane. Hey, if you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. We're at D&D Podcast. We're on Instagram. We're at Greetings Adventurers there. If you want to find me on TikTok, I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I am at Tim Lanning. And like I said, I'll be at Gen Con. Also, every Monday night for the next couple of weeks, from September 6th to October 25th on twitch.tv/thecritshow. We're playing Afterlife Wandering Souls. We just did our first episode and it was so much fun. So go ahead and check that out. It's at 8 p.m. every Monday.
You can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can find me on Twitter and on any platform at Nika_Howard.
You can find me in the Taco Bell drive-thru at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts. Needing your fan art fix? I hate it when that happens. Check out the hashtag Drunks and Doodles for fan art that rolls a nat 20. And don't forget to follow our editor, David, on Twitter at SpudCam. After you finish transforming into Big Holby, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. Until next week, keep it dicey!
Background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.